Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. My name is Matt Williams. Thanks for joining us. If you have any questions, comments, anything you want to clarify, if you need some consulting help or coaching, any tips, anything that bugs the heck out of you that you want me to stop doing on the show, please reach out to me and let me know. You can reach out to me on Twitter or Instagram, How to Build a Tent. If you want to give me email, you can shoot it over to matt@howtobuildatent.com. Really appreciate you subscribing and giving me a 5-star review if you really love the show. That is super helpful. Thank you for doing that in advance. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. Today, I want to talk about a topic that they never talked about in business school, that at least for my business school, that you don't hear about it on podcasts, at least podcasts I've never heard. It's not talked about in career development courses or anything like that. And I want to talk about it because I came across an article that just reminded me how important it is. And it's something we never talk about. So I want to take this opportunity to talk about it because it's really important in our business careers life. And the title of the article is called "The Toughest Job an Entrepreneur Has is to Keep Their Marriage Together." And I just say so, amen to that. It's not only the toughest job, but it's the most important job for us that are married. It's a fine balance, and it doesn't get nearly enough of the attention and the focus as it deserves. And that's probably why so many marriages get into trouble. And it's not just an entrepreneurship problem, but it's anyone who's looking to be successful in business, spending so much time working, devoting to their careers, that it's easy to kind of put on the back burner your family, especially if you're a goal-driven person. You have a goal ahead of you and you just push towards it and you sacrifice the other things around you to get that goal. And it's just heartbreaking because you look at the millionaires, the people that have been quote-unquote successful, that have all the nice cars, the nice houses, they're like on their third marriage. And that's not successful. That's not successful from a Christian standpoint, right? We want to be successful in what God's called us to do. And part of that is having the priorities straight of what God has called us to do first. In Luke 14, 26 through 33, he says, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has had enough to complete it? Otherwise, when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him, saying, 'This man began to build and was not able to finish.'" And I think that's so true in business as well, not just building towers. You may be an engineer or architect. But with just business in general, is you got to count the cost. And part of that cost is the impact on your family. And you need to factor that in with your decisions. And especially if you're married and have kids, you need to make your decisions and the sacrifices that you decide to make for your career to be successful with your spouse, and make sure that you guys are on board together. Because the greatest ministry that we have, the greatest responsibility we have, is to our families. And God's created it that way. And part of running a business, part of spending long hours in the office, I mean, you could be gone for 9 to 14 hours a day, plus, including the commute. If you live in California, I know people that commute for an hour both ways, an hour and a half, 2 hours. That's a large chunk of time that is needed away from your families. So I don't want anyone listening to end up in the situation where you're getting divorced. So that's why I wanted to talk about this subject. I'm married. I just had my first child. And they're the most important things in the world to me. And I would rather be poor, unsuccessful by the world's standards, and have the best marriage in the world. And I hope you guys feel the same way. And I know most of us that go into marriages want the same. We want to have our families be the priority. And a lot of us work hard and want to be successful for our families. And sometimes just those things get put on the back burner unintentionally, or just from not even just putting the time in that it takes to get there. Just as much as it requires intentionality and hard work in your business to be successful, it requires those same things in your family life. It requires you to be intentional and work hard at keeping your family together and not just playing defense of keeping your family together and getting by with the minimal, but investing in your family more so than you invest in your business. It's about building those relationships up. My relationship with my wife takes constant effort, and not in a bad way. Our marriage is great. I love it. But it would start going off the rails really quick if we weren't intentional about reading the Bible together, if we weren't intentional about praying together, about talking to each other, communicating with each other. So many times it's easy for us, especially when we marry people that are different from us, to just assume things and assume what they're thinking and assume they know how you feel and what you're thinking and what your plans are. But you shouldn't do that. You should communicate. It's super important. And having a strong biblically based marriage can be leveraged to great advantages. It's not just something that you have to put up with, but it can be a great help to you in your business. My wife has been incredibly helpful to me in startups, getting through business school even, just being a support and anchor, someone I can communicate to. I mean, there's times where I was working and going to business school at the same time. I like almost had a nervous breakdown, right? I was able to just let go of stuff to her that I couldn't do with anyone else. And that was those are great opportunities for me to recharge that I needed, that I got from her because we have a great marriage and I'm able to be open with her. They can be motivating. I'm more motivated than ever now that I have a kid to continue working, to continue providing, and to do things to make sure that he has a great life. That make sure that he fears the Lord, that he can honor his father. I want to give him reasons to be able to honor his father, which is the commandment with promise, right? It could be great counsel. Your wife or your husband could be one of the greatest counselors that you have. One, because they know you better than anyone else. They probably know you better than yourself, because we are really self-deceiving kind of creatures that God's made, right? And the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? One of my favorite pastors said that one of the best indicators that you can have of what God's will is what your spouse thinks. If your spouse is on board with it, that is a good indicator that that God wants you to go in a direction. If you and your wife, you know, are seeking God, are both Christians, and you guys are, you know, diligently wanting to do his will, even at the expense of each other, that indicator of being on the same page can not only be a great blessing, but should be an indicator for you to know what is God's will or not. So I think that's really, I've really taken that to heart, and I use that with my wife a lot, is if my wife isn't on board, if she's not sure of, especially a risk that involves her with finances, with more of my time, I look to her to kind of help me, guide me through the decisions. And it's really important because oftentimes, especially entrepreneurships or people with strong personalities, that people that are the type A kind of personalities ends up marrying someone that's the opposite of them. And this article from the HuffPo that I cited in the title earlier says that most typically entrepreneurs are attracted to and marry people who are more cautious and uncomfortable with risk. What this creates is a driven, ambitious, do-whatever-it-takes person going into a marriage partnership with a cautious, low-risk tolerance person. And like I said, this can be a tremendous advantage. My wife and I think differently. My wife wouldn't take as many risks as she would if she didn't marry me, and I would have taken a lot more risks if I didn't marry her. And that should not be looked at as a bad thing. That should be looked at God bringing two people together to balance them out on the right track. We should look at our spouses as complements to each other, not as a hindrance, not as someone trying to hold us back. And that's one of the important things of having a great biblical foundation, a biblical perspective, is that we understand that God has given us our spouse not to hurt us, but to help us accomplish what he has for us. And that's really great. And so my wife really helps me not go off the deep end in Vegas and bet it all on black, right? And then I also help her step out and take risks as well and not just live the cookie cutter traditional life. And we're happy for it. And, you know, we're following God, we're trusting God, and we're putting faith in Him. And it's we wouldn't want it any other way. And another thing my wife does is really good is it helps me be more compassionate. I'm a cold-hearted person. I do things, I try to care for people because I think it's the right thing to do and God's commanded me to do it, but I don't have a lot of emotions all the time with it. Like I'll give to charity, I'll volunteer my time, not because I have some emotional connection, but it's because what God's commanded me to do. And I don't know if that's weird or I'm a sociopath or whatever, but my wife is super compassionate and she cares for people. And she just opens my eyes to things that I don't see because I don't have those emotions. So there's a lot of different ways that your spouse can help you balance yourself out, give you another perspective. I throw business decisions at her. Now, she's not an expert at business. She doesn't have her MBA. She has a degree in composition and rhetoric for English. But sometimes she has brilliant insight. She's really smart. She has like a photographic memory, which gets me in trouble a lot. And she can remember things I don't remember. So all that to say is look at your spouse as a teammate to help you accomplish what God has. Communicate with her or him and make sure that you guys are completely honest with each other and on the same page when you make decisions. I mean, it's common sense, but I think sometimes we take for granted that our spouses know that. Do check-ins. When you guys are praying together, well, first of all, make sure you're praying together. Make sure you're reading the Bible together. Use those times to check in with each other to make sure that you guys are still on the same page. You don't want to be the successful entrepreneur, the successful career person who's been divorced and married 3 or 4 times, right? That's the mockery that Jesus warns about in that passage, where if you don't consider all the costs, that you're going to end up being mocked. And that is not a good place to be. When we are at the end of our lives, when we are older, we should be looked at with respect for what we've accomplished, not for our own sake, but so that God can be glorified and so that we could be counselors of younger people to follow in His footsteps and pursue God. And when we lose that relationship with our spouses and end up getting divorced multiple times, we lose some of that respect. We lose some of that authority that we could have that someone who's been married for 50 years or 40 years or 30 years would be able to have. And not to mention, it's just a lot better. Life is a lot better with a good marriage. I mean, some of you have gone through ups and downs and you just know life is way better when you have a happy wife and or a happy husband, right? The last thing I wanted to actually talk about on this subject is the importance of breaking the cycle. And the cycle goes something like this. I'm a man. I feel like I need to provide for my wife and that's how I'm going to show them I love them. So I'm going to spend all my time at work and just work really hard and sacrifice and do whatever it takes to provide for them and then give them the life I didn't have as a kid, or give them, you know, the life that I think they should have. And I'm not spending time with them, but I'm working really hard. They know I love them because I put the bacon on the table, right? And then the other side is the wife who's getting bitter, losing respect for her husband because she doesn't feel loved, because her way of feeling loved is through the quality time, being at home, being involved in the children's life, being there for dinner. And then, so there's this cycle that happens where he doesn't feel respected because she doesn't feel loved. Don't let that cycle happen to you. And I think that is one of the major ways that things just go out of control, right? Really quickly, right? If the guy's working really hard, he thinks he's showing them love, they should be grateful. They're not grateful because they don't feel loved. They want the quality time. They don't respect their father because they don't feel like he's present. And that's an ugly cycle. So men, as leaders of your household, you need to recognize that pattern and fix it. Don't sacrifice your families for the sake of your careers. You will regret it. You will definitely regret it. If you, again, have any comments or feedback, questions, please feel free to reach out to me at matt@howtobuildatent.com. You can reach me on Twitter and Instagram at howtobuildatent. And I appreciate you to subscribing and giving us that 5-star review if you like us. All right, have a great day.